See It My Way, written and read by Peter White.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Track 1.
See It My Way, written and read by Peter White. Prologue, signature tune. Thursday, 20th of November, 1997, was a pretty hectic day for the ancient city of Winchester. Best known for its thousand-year-old cathedral and its round table of more doubtful date, on that day the city bore stoically a massive invasion of the media at its most manic. 6 months earlier, the country had been startled by Labour's landslide victory. Winchester had played its own small part in the drama, providing the last result after four recounts and almost 24 hours after polling had finished. That result seemed to symbolise the nature of the disaster which had overtaken the Conservatives. Their representative, fighting in one of the safest Tory seats in the country, had managed to lose it by two votes, albeit not to Labour themselves, but to the Liberal Democrats. The sitting Winchester MP, Jerry Malone, would have done well to have accepted defeat as gracefully as he could and toddled off back to Scotland, but he chose to question the accuracy of the result in the courts. They ordered a rerun, which was why we were all now back in Winchester to watch the election's belated death throes. I arrived at Winchester Guildhall just after 11 in the evening. I'd been in London all day and had rushed down after doing a live feature on Radio 4's Does He Take Sugar programme about rumours of leaks and swinging cuts to benefits.